Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode.
While your book is there for value, it provides immense value, it also opens the doors for deeper engagement.
Welcome to Publish to Impact, the podcast that turns your expertise into a powerful book that makes a difference. I'm your host, Blake DeVos, a best-selling author, book coach, and creator of the Idea to Asset program. Join me as we explore the journey of writing, publishing, and launching your book idea into an asset that amplifies your business and empowers personal growth. Whether you're looking to start a business, generate leads, or share your message with the world, this podcast is for you. Becoming an author has never been easier, and I'm here to help get you there. Let's get into it.
I want to tackle a topic today that might feel counterintuitive at first, but I do believe that you should give away everything you know inside your book. And you might be thinking, well, I don't want to give away everything I know. I want people to work with me in the future. But at the end of this episode, you're going to understand why this approach is actually a game changer for your business and for your brand as well. Now, before we dive in, I want to remind you that this podcast is all about action. So if you are serious about writing a book that not only captures your expertise, but also amplifies your business, head over to the show notes and you can download my free copy of Published Impacts. It's a really cool book that's going to help you write, publish, and launch your book to create more influence, income, and impact in your industry. So let's kick things off now by addressing a very common fear that many of you might have, and it's the fear of oversharing. You've worked hard to gather your knowledge, gather all your insights and expertise over the years, and the idea of packaging all that and putting it into a book can feel like you're giving away the keys to the kingdom. And this is where you're thinking, if your readers have everything they need in your book, why would they need to hire you? Why would they ever want to work with you or engage in your services? And I totally get it. The fear is rooted in the concern that your book might devalue your service. But the reality check is, knowledge alone isn't what people pay for. They pay for implementation, they pay for human connection, they pay for guidance, and most importantly, they pay for a transformation and a problem to be solved. And your book is a powerful tool to demonstrate your expertise, build trust, and showcase your approach that is different to the next person. It's not just about what you know, but how you apply that knowledge to solve problems. So let's now unpack why giving away your best insights can actually be one of the most strategic moves you make inside your business. And I want you to think about this. When you encounter someone who is generous with their advice, what's your reaction? You're more likely to trust them, right? The same principle applies to your book. When you hold information back, your readers can sense it. It creates a barrier of, I'm not getting the full picture here. And on the flip side, when you're transparent and you give away everything you know, you're not just offering information, you're offering value, which is one of the most important aspects in a book. This kind of generosity is what builds trust. And trust is the cornerstone of any successful business relationship. Because if you're not going to trust somebody, you're not going to work with them. So I want you to think about your book as the ultimate demonstration of your expertise. And by sharing freely your knowledge, you're telling your audience, I have so much confidence in what I know that I'm not afraid to share it with you. And this approach is what's going to differentiate you from others who might be more guarded with their knowledge. And here's the key. Trust leads to loyalty. So when your readers trust you, they're more likely to follow you, recommend you, seek out your services, and really create that high value relationship with you. Now, besides the trust and loyalty that sharing everything you know inside your book can have, there is also a return on investment for sharing everything. So let's talk strategy. What's the return on investment when you give away all your knowledge? Firstly, it's important to remember that your book is the beginning of your customer's journey with you. While your book is there for value, it provides immense value, it also opens the doors for deeper engagement. readers who resonate with your message and find your insights really valuable and they connect with your story, they'll naturally want more. They'll be inclined to work with you directly, attend workshops, seek out any courses you have, and just to really get to know you more. They want more. And let's also not forget the power of word of mouth, because when your book genuinely helps people, they become advocates for you, they become advocates for your brand. And this is the kind of organic promotion that is invaluable and can open up so many opportunities like speaking engagements, media features, collaborations, so many more opportunities inside your business that is going to excel and it's going to turn into something that you can be super proud of. In addition to that as well, think of your book as a marketing tool that works for you around the clock. It's out there. It's spreading your message. It's sharing everything that you know. And while you focus on other aspects of your business, your book is doing that work for you and creating that know, like, and trust time and time and time again. So don't forget that giving away everything you know, there is such value and the return on investment is huge. Now, I want you to think about books that you've read. Say, let's say Tim Ferriss, and he wrote The 4-Hour Workweek. He didn't hold back in sharing what he knew. He shared his entire methodology, his tips, his tricks, everything. And yet the book didn't just sell millions of copies. It positioned him as an authority in the productivity and lifestyle design space. And that led to him building a hugely successful business empire as well. So have a look at what books you have on your bookshelf. Open up those books and ask yourself, are these authors holding back anything that they're willing to tell us? There is such value in reading books. And that's why people always say books change lives, because they truly do. And if you're someone who values what it is that you do and the expertise you provide people to help solve problems, you want to be giving away everything you know. All right. So now that you're convinced and giving away everything for you is the right way to go, how are you going to structure your book to make sure you're doing this effectively? You want to start with a clear focus on the problem your readers face. Outline your solutions step by step and in an easy to read way. And you want to include explanations and any advice that you have that's going to help them reach their destination and solve their problem. Your goal is to make your readers feel like they've gained real, true value by reading your book. And that value happens in many different ways, but there is one way that I believe is a non-negotiable for writing your book and giving away everything you know. And that is to take your reader on a journey. Where are they starting from? What is their starting point? And where do they end up? For example, you might be a business coach and your audience are for business owners who want to scale their business. So they may have already have an established business. Is that their starting point? Their starting point might not be getting an ABN or whatever. They've already got that. So what you want to do is, where are they starting from and where are they ending up? So it might look like they're already earning a certain amount per month. How can they scale that business? And one of the most effective approaches is inside your book to include exercises, worksheets, or even reflection questions at the end of each chapter. This not only reinforces the concepts that you're sharing, but it's going to help your readers apply the knowledge inside their own situation that's authentic and relevant to them. The more interactive your book, the more your readers will engage with it and with you as well. And remember, the aim is to leave your readers thinking, if this is what I'm getting from the book, imagine what working with them could do for me. That's the mindset you want to have, where your book is the entry level to a deeper relationship that you're having with somebody. And just on a final note, when I wrote Publish to Impact, I made sure I gave away everything that I knew, when it became to writing a book, mindset, publishing a book, launching a book, pre-publication, post-publication, starting a business off the back of my book. Everything I knew and my entire knowledge on what it takes to write and publish a book went all into Publish to Impact. And I'm so glad it did, because not only when you include everything that you know, when you actually write your book out, you think about your own transformation and your own journey. And it's really cool to see the knowledge you had at a very early point and to where your knowledge lies at the end. And if you can do that throughout your book, if you think about the internal journey you've gone to get to where you are to be in a position to write that book, you know you've done an incredible job at becoming an author, and your readers are going to gain so much bloody value from that book. So as we wrap up today's episode, let's reframe the way you think about writing your book Don't see it as a giveaway, but see it as an investment in your future success. Think about the doors it can open for you. You can create more income, more influence, more impact with your book. So by sharing everything you know, you're not devaluing your service. You're amplifying the impact you're making in this world. You're building trust, establishing authority, and creating opportunities for yourself that are going to make you grow and extend far beyond the pages of your book. So next time you sit down to write your book, remember this: your generosity is your superpower. It's what sets you apart, and it's what's going to propel your business forward. So thanks for joining me on today's episode. If it inspired you, I encourage you to reach out, take action, share this episode with a fellow business owner who's thinking about writing a book, and don't forget to get a copy of Published Impact available in the show notes. It is for free. So until next time, I'll catch you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Published Impact podcast. I hope this episode has given you the inspiration you need to start writing your book. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could share, subscribe, and leave a review. As a thank you for listening, I'd love to offer you a free copy of Published Impact, which is available in the show notes. Otherwise, if you live in Western Australia, reach out to me on Instagram and I'll send you a free copy direct to your doorstep. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, write that book. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.